Nathan in Newton Abbey, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Nathan.
I think it's ridiculous, the words and the inflammatory language this gentleman is using against Pastor McConnell, saying that he'll hold him personally responsible for any violence towards any Islamic person. Now, Pastor McConnell is a minister of religion. He's a man of God. He is not whipping up boys to go out on the streets.
That's right.
He's not standing on a street corner.
That's right.
Wanting to go and burn people out and to do this. And I think it's very disrespectful towards him for what he's done for the community in Northern Ireland.
One of our texters here, says, narrow-minded, full of hate and unchristian-like.
Stephen, the man has a right to preach what he believes is the word of God from his pulpit. If you go to an Islamic nation and you preach Christianity, you'll die.
That's right.
My brother was a missionary in India. He had his Land Rover petrol bombed. They tried to get them to hang him because he was sharing the gospel.
India is not an Islamic country, by the way.
It was Muslims that were after him. It was a sect there. It was Muslim people that were after him.
That's right.
Now, so don't come into Britain, which is supposed to be a Christian nation, and want to dictate to us about our Christianity.
Okay, Nathan, thank you. Mary in Belfast. Go ahead, Mary. Not there. Stephen. Morning, Stephen.
Morning.
Go ahead.
Well, bear in mind on what your last caller has said about what is going on in countries where Islam is the main religion. We have to bear in mind that in the UK, it may be predominantly a Christian society, but we do have a freedom of religion, a freedom of speech, freedom of choice, and that really needs to be taken into context. The pastor may have his beliefs and what he feels he needs to preach, but just because you believe something doesn't mean that you should preach it. Some things should be better kept to yourself. And I don't think that anybody can try and claim that Christianity over its history and how it became such a big religion.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Mary in Belfast. Go ahead, Mary.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Allah is God, and God is God. They're all the one. The Muslims know that. The Muslims also believe in Jesus Christ. They believe he's a prophet, but they do respect him.
That's all they believe.
They respect
Jesus
him.
Is Almighty God, veiled in flesh. Our
Hello, good
and
morning, Pastor. I've heard much about you in the past, which is very, very good. But I want you to beware of the great deceiver. Because even though you're a real good Christian, he's at his work now more than ever. Because the world is upside down and he's trying to win.
Okay.
You believe that?
Mary, thank you. Alexander next. Morning, Alexander.
Yeah, Stephen, I think it's disgraceful the way you're treating that pastor. You have a very short memory of what these Muslims have committed over the world this past 15 years. That man is entitled to stand and preach the gospel.
He is not entitled to label every single person within a faith as being of a particular personality.
It's a Christian country, Stephen. That man is entitled to stand in the pulpit of his own church and preach the gospel as he sees fit. If he wants to criticise somebody else's religion, he has the right to do that.
No. Criticise people he doesn't know. Label people as not being trustful.
Would you defend people that hang women because they committed
trustworthy,
adultery? Would you defend people that hang women because they committed adultery? Would you defend that?
Have you
come
not
on,
just
Stephen,
heard?
Defend it.
Have
come
you,
on, Stephen, defend it.
Defend it, Stephen.
Well,
you
could
on,
I,
Stephen,
could,
defend it.
Could, is there any chance of getting a word in on my own program?
Well, you wouldn't let the pastor speak. That other man was on.
Have you not heard Raed Al-Wazan just criticise that hanging, just say that he has personally signed the petition against it? So where, Alexander, is your tolerance, is your understanding, is the support for diversity within any religion? Raed Al-Wazan has criticised the desire to hang that woman.
Stephen, I would imagine
Stephen,
there's women
can I
being
say
hung
hold on,
day
right, hold on, Pastor. Go ahead, Alexander.
I would imagine there's women being hung every day for doing that.
That's the truth.
It's only because the pastor has highlighted this one case. What is that other man doing about all the other people who are being hung for such things? And other crimes That's okay.
You know, this is it. Can I remind you about Raed Al-Wazan? Alexander, and you, Pastor, about Raed Al-Wazan? He lives in Northern Ireland. He is as entitled to the same respect and dignity as any other Northern Irish citizen. And because he is a Muslim, does not mean that it is okay, Pastor McConnell, to label him as not being trustworthy, and yet you wouldn't do so to a Christian. It is not okay.
Excuse me. Let me ask the pastor, please, you know, what he has done about the millions of people being prosecuted in Burma or Bosnia or other countries like that. Did he go in the plane and also try to stop killing of Muslims?
I will do my best to help people. And I challenge you, why don't you and I get on a plane and go to the Sudan and try and plead for this young woman? Why don't you do it? I'll do it. I'll pay your fare. I'll raise the fare tonight.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if you're getting on any plane, because Raed Al-Wazan says he's reporting you to the police.
That's okay then. Well then, make the bread, Ormo, will you?